Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to be back with you, and I'll tell you what, it is time for us to get into some music. As you know, I have reinstituted one of the many features of our program. I have a number of features: business matters, educational matters, motivational moments, health matters, spiritual perspectives, and more. These are features of the program that I made part of Speaking With over a decade ago, literally over a decade ago. And I continue to keep those as part of the program because I think they're effective. I think they're helpful. They help us address issues that are relevant to our lives. And so I keep those going. Business matters, education matters. I tell you, I literally put together a portfolio of these programs, like I said, more than 10 years ago, when I was at a different station, put this portfolio together, and people liked it. The people there really liked that portfolio programs, and so you hear it there, and of course, you're still hearing it here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., because again, I think it's effective. I think it helps us grapple with the issues that face us. Well, one of the features that I have that helps us, not so much by thinking through so much as just kind of giving us a chance to just have fun and let our hair down, let our hair blow in the wind, especially those of you who have no hair on your heads. Just let the wind blow through your hair as we go through our featured songs of the week. I'm starting this week off with this thing, and this is going to be the thing throughout this week. Law enforcement. That's right. The songs that we will be featuring this week will deal with law enforcement. I'm going to start the week out with this song. Tell me if you can give me the name of the program that it plays on before I tell you. Sound familiar so far? That can take you back old school. It can bring you new school. What show is it? Who grabbed it quick? Who grabbed it first? Who grabbed it first? Who said it first? Yes. Tell me. All right. I know some of you are thinking, Lethal Weapon. No, that's not Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon is a law enforcement program, no doubt, but this is not that. All right, I'm going to let you know later on this day which program that song serves as the theme song for. And I'm telling you what, it is definitely a highly watched program, for sure, for sure. And not only that, I'm giving you a clue now. It was a highly watched, highly rated program when it first began to air some years ago. All right. So this week, the theme is law enforcement. That was your first song. I'll be letting you hear some more of it. I know some of you thinking, man, I know. If you just give me just a little bit longer, I know I can figure that out. You can. I agree with you. I'm going to bring it back. In the meantime, if, you know, those of you who really believe in praying for our leaders, I do have a prayer request that you would pray for the Bush family and those who truly loved former President George Herbert Walker Bush. I know that he's been out of leadership per se for a number of years now, but he was one of our leaders. And as we know, he has passed on. And it would be great, again, if as many of you as are willing, would offer up prayers for the family. And of course, those prayers can partly include a request that now that George Herbert Walker Bush has passed on, that some great connections, great divine connections, be made between our Creator and former President George Herbert Walker Bush's living family. Of course, as we know, his wife, Barbara Bush, died earlier this year. I tell you, it is so interesting that in the same year, and at the end of the same year, the president left as well. And so, again, I would like for you to be in prayer for the family. And I imagine some of you are going to be watching some of the televising of President Bush as this goes on throughout the day, coming days, plural. So, anyway, our condolences to the Bush family. And in the meantime, well, this kind of ties in with that because I know not everyone shares all of the same views that they shared, that the Bushes shared. But as I've said before, you know, it's amazing how much good can come out of so many people. Not saying everybody's good now. Those of you who have heard me before know that I don't think everybody's good. I can tell you this, though. Barbara Bush was very instrumental in helping Secretary of State General Colin Powell elevated to some of the positions that he experienced. And of course, there's more. And so George Herbert Walker Bush tried to do quite a bit for the disabled, trying to bring back some of the protections that one of his Republican predecessors had gotten rid of, speaking of Ronald Reagan. And so here we go. Just a few months after Barbara Bush left us, George Herbert Walker Bush has left as well. And so as we think about ways that we can help others, of course, we think about the power of kindness. So let's continue that discussion on the power of kindness. And I really want us to get this in our minds that it really does not require weakness in order to be kind. In fact, sometimes some of the strongest people are some of the kindest people, while some of the weakest people are some of the most obnoxious and meanest people. There's a reason I say that. We are all born with a tendency, an inclination to take our attitudes, our mindsets, our dispositions in negative directions. Negative in the sense that they help to build up the worst in us and in turn empower us to pour out the worst on others. And when you see people who are at their worst, you're looking at people who have not developed the strength that it takes, who have not developed the character that it takes to counter a lot of the negative that is so natural, that comes so easily for human beings. They haven't developed the character that it takes and the strength that it takes to develop a different personality. It takes strength, it takes stamina, it takes patience to go against that naturally negative grain that can be found inside of mankind and instead choose that better disposition, that better grain that comes from the divine, which he put in us when he created mankind. It can take a lot to develop that personality because we have so many influencers trying to prevent us from doing so. Influences from within, as well as influences from without. We have our peers trying to influence us to do the negative, the wrong, the dark. We have people who are much older than we are, who know the good and know the bad, but choose the bad and try to get us to choose the bad along with them. And what they're showing is that they are weak. It amazes me how the Creator said to some of the people who were supposed to be his own followers, that in following so faithfully their desires to engage in sexual sin and to follow the ways of darkness so faithfully, they were showing how weak they were. So we hear somebody just go off on someone else, and we think that person is strong. The Creator says they're weak. So let's talk about the power of kindness as we share some more principles from Dr. Dale Atkins and Amanda Salzhauer's book, The Kindness Advantage, with a specific focus on cultivating compassionate and connected children. One of the things that they talk about, something that you hear me talk about so much on this program, because this is a program where we really encourage the celebration of diversity. And so one of the things that they talk about is accepting others as they are, which means seeing and hearing them without a filter of judgment. How many of you have one or more filters of judgment? Let me show you. Let me give you some ideas of how you can determine whether or not you have filters of judgment. Do you find yourself, even if only subconsciously at first, looking at a person and hearing what they have to say, and basing your response to what they have to say on how you feel about politics? In other words, do you listen through a Republican or a Green Party or a Democratic or some other party filter? And whatever shakes out after you finish filtering, if it doesn't line up with your party position, you find yourself wanting to reject that person's position, and worse yet, reject that person. You are employing, if so, a filter of judgment. You see that person as being inferior to you because they don't share your views, your political views, which means they don't share your social views, which means they don't share your economic views. They probably don't share your religious views, because politics has become so intricately interwoven into almost every other facet area of our lives that many, many people do not think about their religion without running everything through their political filter. They don't think about economic issues without running it through their party filter, and so on. And if they come across someone who thinks differently, very often they'll look down on that person. They'll despise that person. If you do that, you are keeping in play a filter of judgment. You have judged that person to be inferior to you because they have a different way of thinking. They have a different worldview when it comes to politics and whatever else may be associated with that. Do you find yourself sometimes, even if at first on a subconscious level, having a negative view of someone who does not embrace religion the way you embrace it? For example, maybe you both purport to be Christians, but they are of a different religious affiliation. In other words, you both say you're Christians, but one of you is affiliated with a given denomination. The other is non-denominational. A denomination, non-denominational. Both saying you're Christians, though. Do you see yourself sometimes? Do you find yourself looking down on that person, being somewhat glad that they're a Christian, but feeling a little sorry for them that they don't get it, that they don't realize they need to be a part of the Christian organization that you're a part of because yours is the superior one? And you look down on this person, concluding that they have an inferior way of approaching Christianity, of approaching religious life because of the organization they're affiliated with. If so, you are employing a filter of judgment. Let's talk some more about acceptance as we go through the power of kindness discussion for today. And in the meantime, let me let you hear some more of the theme song I promised to let you hear. But now I'm taking you back to 1976, to what I do believe was the beginning of this program. All right, when we come back, we're going to settle it. We are going to name this theme song in just a few.